Dredd and Rogalski here. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. It is Tuesday, so we have Will Lee on the phone with us, along with Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. And needless to say, Will, lots to talk about this morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you so much for having us again. We have, again, Dr. William Miller here with us, and also the president of Adventist Health Mendocino Coast, Judy Leach, is in the room with us to join us on the broadcast. I'd like to just report that in cooperation with Mendocino Coast Clinics at the Catholic Church here in Fort Bragg, there were 186 COVID tests administered at the church property. So we hope to have those results within a week or so. There was such a great turnout that I think that we're going to schedule again next month another round of 150 to 300 tests for free tests for community members. So that was a great turnout on Sunday. The city is also planning to take the Miller Report on the road. And so we plan a business community forum so that we're all on the same page in Fort Bragg, so that we can help our community to all address masking compliance with the health officer, so that we're all saying the same thing to our business community. So Dr. Miller.
Thank you. So there's two things that I'd like to quickly update you on. One is the nature of the outbreak here in the county and on the coast, and the other is a quick discussion about the availability of testing. So what we've got, as everybody knows, is that what we've been preparing for now for several months has arrived. We are definitely having an outbreak here on the coast of COVID-19. That's started in Sherwood Oaks, and I'm not saying that it spread out of Sherwood Oaks, but that is where the first cases began. And at this time, I believe we have 8 or 9 residents of Sherwood Oaks who have been testing positive, and 5 staff members. Of the residents, there have been 2 who have passed away now from it, and there are 2 who are hospitalized at this time in our facility. Those numbers are added to what's going on throughout the rest of the county. As of this morning, the county website reports 207 cases in the county, up from 199 of yesterday. And of those, a total of 9 are hospitalized in our 3 hospitals. As I mentioned, we have 2 here, and then there's 7 over in Ukiah and Willits. The majority of cases, however, are definitely in the Ukiah Valley area. About 60% of that 207 are specifically around Ukiah, and then the rest are spread out throughout the rest of the county. We have about 10% of that total number here on the coast. One thing that's very concerning is that there is a very disproportionate percentage of that 207 that are in the Hispanic community here in Mendocino County. Over 50% of all of the positives so far have been in the Hispanic community, and I think that that is something that we definitely need to look at, make sure that the message is getting out to that population, and I think we need to definitely be doing some special outreach to that community. And do it, of course, in a culturally sensitive and linguistically appropriate fashion. So that's the update. Here at the hospital, we're certainly doing what we need to do to keep patients and our staff safe. We have opened up a wing of the hospital, which we were not using, as a COVID wing, and that's where the 2 patients who are COVID positive from the Sherwood Oaks are being kept and treated. We also have identified a couple of people in the last few days who represent what I think are probably community spread, and these are unrelated to the Sherwood Oaks outbreak. This is going to enter our coastal community through many different routes, and it's already happening. And so I know that this is scary for many people, but it just underscores the importance of continuing to do those three things that we keep talking about that I'm sure everyone is tired of hearing about, but are so important: wearing masks, washing hands frequently, and social distancing, which also implies not going to parties and things like that. People often ask about testing and where can they get testing, and especially right now, people are very concerned and would like to get tested. We have a cooperative group that we've formed that consists of the County Health Department, Mendocino Coast Clinics, our hospital, and the City of Fort Bragg, and that collaboration is to provide community testing to anybody who wants it. So that's part of the testing that happened a few days ago at the Catholic Church. But moving forward, certainly for the next 6 weeks, we're going to have 100 tests per week here in Fort Bragg. These will be done at the Mendocino Coast Clinic. They're going to be on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Wednesdays, the time is 10 to noon, and on Thursdays, it's 3 to 5. And this testing is free. There's a phone number to call, which is 707-964-1251, and that's to make an appointment to get that test. So don't just show up. You do need to register and make an appointment in advance. Once again, 964-1251 is the phone number. The challenge that I know is frustrating for everybody, it certainly is for me, is that we don't have more testing. Our goal is to have 200 to 300 per week, and the most we can get right now is about 100 per week. Also, the challenge is the turnaround time. It would be really desirable to have a turnaround time in just a couple of days. Unfortunately, that turnaround for that is about 8 to 10 days, and I know that that is really frustrating. The reason it takes so long to get these things turned around is because they have to be sent to regional laboratories, and because of the way that COVID is flaring up around the country, including around Northern California, these regional laboratories are being very stressed and inundated with testing, and so there's quite a backlog. And so the turnaround time is a combination of the logistics of getting the swab to the regional lab and then waiting for the regional lab to run it and return the report. And so the whole process is being strained by the large number of cases that we're having around the area. And when I say around the area, I mean Northern California. So anyway, I know that that's kind of frustrating, but that is the situation, and we're working with our county leadership to try to make it as best as possible.
All right.
And then Judy would like to say a few words.
Good, good.
Thank you, Dr. Miller. A lot of orchestration going on, obviously, to try to pull our communities and other resources together. We're working closely also with the school district. They do have some upcoming meetings that will determine the future plans for reopening. Dr. Miller has been very instrumental in working with our teachers and our staff. We had meetings as early as yesterday to talk about what next steps could look like and to keep our community informed. Once again, those decisions will be made by the district in collaboration with the hospital. The ER is prepared to take all patients, even in the midst of COVID, as are all ERs across the nation. So please rest assured that Adventist Health Mendocino Coast has implemented all the right protocols for our patients who enter our emergency departments. Same goes for our clinics. So we've been instituting processes and protocols to ensure the safety of staff and patients who do visit our clinics. Many of you probably were on the Facebook Live presentation last Friday with our state, regional, local governmental affairs leaders, along with Jason Wells of Adventist Health. I know that there was a huge participation in that. We continue on a daily basis to be in touch with our state representatives. Dr. Miller is with our health department, so that there is this collaboration going on. Our decisions have the power to determine how we connect with family and friends. Our decisions have the power to determine when our children go back to school. Our decisions have the power to determine when businesses reopen. So our request on behalf of Adventist Health Mendocino Coast is to reduce your risk of getting or giving COVID-19 by instituting the actions that help save lives. Again, fully masking, hand hygiene, social distancing, all these things that Dr. Miller has been telling us is so critical in conjunction with the CDC to help mitigate risk. Thank you so much.
Thanks to all of you. I certainly have no questions. A very concise report. Thanks again to all of you for participating today. Rick Elsky here from the Coast.